This is Matthew Malone for Alt Control on WCRX 88.1 FM. Labor Day weekend is a couple weeks away, and it signals the end of summer and the summer music festivals. We've been through Pitchfork, Lollapalooza, Hardfest, but we'll finish with a brand new addition to the city, the North Coast Music Festival, that takes place out in Union Park over the final holiday weekend. It focuses heavily on electronic music. The big headliners include Chemical Brothers, Moby, and Pretty Lights. But right along their sides, you can catch many amazing bands that deserve their own exposure. At the top of that list is Chicago artist Loyal Divide. With their Labrador EP gaining a lot of praise, we can expect a full-length album called Bodice Ripper to be released next month. And a lot of people have compared the sound to Animal Collective and even called it pop music. But for me, I hear a lot more of a kind of haunting Radiohead quality. With me today, I'm talking with Sid of Loyal Divide. What would you describe your band's sound as?
Basically, you know, we, like you said, we have been described many different things, but somebody just recently described us as psychopop, so I'm going to go with that, psychopop.
See, I don't know what most people classify pop as, but I don't feel as much, you know, the upbeat feel-good as I do just the really, I definitely feel the psychedelic in your music.
Absolutely, definitely, you know, definitely it's darker music, and especially this upcoming album is pretty dark, but I guess the pop feel is that it's pretty accessible for the most part.
Well, the band formed together in Ohio and you transplanted here to Chicago. Did
Correct.
You notice any changes in your music because of the city and environment?
Definitely. City life is completely different, and therefore it definitely affects us as musicians, especially when creating our vibe, our new sound. So in tandem with developing in general, living in the city and being pretty poor has definitely shaped a lot of our music.
So you get the starving artist kind of helps you along?
A little bit, yeah. We're definitely hungry.
How did the music change between the move then?
Adam Johnson, our lead singer and producer, generally it's more to do with probably him changing as a musician, but also I would say, you know, it went from more structured, kind of poppier sound before to definitely a more layered texture production value.
Well, how did you guys originally get together back in Ohio?
Well, actually, three of us went to high school together. Me, Adam, and John Noto Adigdo went to high school together. And then the other member is from Cincinnati, Ohio. And we just got together in Miami University. We all went to school there. And so the rest is history, I guess.
Well, I have to assume you definitely take cues from a lot of the artists you'll be playing with at North Coast. I mean, in your music, I can hear a lot of the electronic and dance influences. And in Vision, if I'm not mistaken, I see there was like a hint of even dubstep going on in that song.
Absolutely. Dub music is, we're very fond of dub music, especially the works of Lee Scratch Perry. You know, that's exactly right. Yeah, definitely influenced by dub music.
Have you ever been influenced by any of the other bands you're checking out or going to be playing with at the North Coast Music Festival?
Oh, definitely. You know, just listening to Nas growing up, a lot of the hip-hop people are, you know, we're big fans of them, like De La Soul and obviously Chemical Brothers. But, you know, I haven't seen a lot of the bands that are playing, so I'm really excited.
So you'd say you guys are a lot more influenced by the hip-hop and dub artists?
I would say so. But when it comes down to it, we're probably be classified as an indie rock band, especially, and that's definitely how it is live. I mean, we have the standard guitar, drums, bass, and course the sampler and other intricacies like the keyboard, things like that.
We were talking about dub, where as far as I've seen, it's been a little bit bigger out on the West Coast and it's just slowly making its way to the Midwest right now. So how did you guys pick up that the dub hip-hop sound out here?
Honestly, I mean, the album, it's by the Congos from Lee Scratch Perry. I don't know if you're familiar with that album.
I am not.
That is one of the most interesting dub albums I've ever heard, and actually Adam brought that to us, and it's just spectacular. I think it's called The Heart of the Congo, and it's one of Lee Scratch Perry's first productions, and it just moved us and really inspired a lot of the music. I do notice that in the West Coast, do they call dub music now, like drum and bass kind of mixing in kind of deal?
You know, when you get into electronic music, it gets so micromanaged, like there's dubstep and glitch house and
sure. Yeah, so really, I mean, just being moved by that production quality is something that has definitely helped influence the music.
Well, going by your MySpace, some form of the band has been around since at least 2005. And you still play very often in Chicago, but how far do you see your band reaching in 2010?
Oh, well, we're going for the gusto here. We're trying to go national and try to do the Weekend Warrior thing for now till we hopefully try to get onto a national booking agency. But we know we are the 27th of August and 28th, we're going to Philadelphia, and then we're going back to our hometown in Columbus, and then we'll be playing North Coast Festival, and from there we're just going to just try to keep playing as many shows as possible, try to become full-time musicians here.
Well, I think I caught you either just leaving work or you might still be at work right now.
Yeah, I am at work.
Something a lot of local bands might want to know, how do you balance work and try to do the Weekend Warrior? Are they accepting of this? Do they accommodate for you?
It's very difficult. I want to first say that. And you need to basically find an employer. I got lucky, and I've been upfront with them from the beginning, letting them know that this is my passion, this is my career goal, and I'm, you know, not making any money out of it, so this is why I'm here. And I guess if you're open with your employer, that is one way to do it, but it's very difficult, really. And especially with us now, we're starting to get a lot more press and a lot more gigs coming in. It's like, can you work Monday through Wednesday every week? I mean, an employer wouldn't really like that much.
Now, building off of your Labrador EP, what can people expect from the debut full album?
It's very similar to the Labrador album as far as the feel to it. It's just, it's textured as such, and it'll be 11 songs. It's a dark vibe, like you said before, and hopefully people like it.
Well, you're playing the North Coast Music Festival at 12:30 on Sunday. How do you feel your music is going to affect the afternoon crowd out there?
Well, I think we were put on the bill in the first place because we're a good medium in between the hip-hop and electronic. So I'm hoping that we can bring a lot of people there, and hopefully they stick around for the rest of the day. And for me personally, not just because we're playing there, I feel like Sunday's lineup is very strong. So hopefully there's a lot of people there.
Do you expect something to change between the outdoor show in the afternoon to, say, the Bottom Lounge show you're playing at September 3rd? Is it the exact same show, or do you make a few adjustments?
The September 3rd show is prior to that, and we're playing the after party. We actually, on the 5th, are going to have a incredible saxophonist named Anthony Bruno come out and play with us, and he probably won't be playing on the 3rd, and we'll probably mix it up a little bit as far as the set, but overall, it'll be pretty similar.
Now, you said you would like to go national with this. Do you have any other larger plans developing after your full-length album comes out?
We're just going to try to make the push. You know, we hired a publicist, and yeah, just take it one day at a time and try to get our music out there and hopefully get written up in a blog, something of that nature, and keep doing interviews with people like you, and hopefully we get picked up somewhere.
And you've got the Bottom Lounge show at September 3rd, and then you're out at the North Coast Music Festival. How else can people find your music or come see you?
Well, we have all our music right now for free to download at www.loyaldivide.bandcamp.com.
So, Sid, I will see you at the North Coast Music Festival.
I really appreciate it.
I'll let you get back to work, and I hope you guys have a great show.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Not a problem. We love your music here. So, you have
Thanks
a great afternoon, and I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great.
All right, later, bud.